Welcome to the show. Catherine's microphone has been revoked.
Give me my microphone.
Her privileges have been removed.
Give it back.
It's my show now.
No.
And I'll say the things I want to say
once.
Shut up!
I have something to say. Why?
Fine. You can say one thing.
Ian's being a little bitch.
Revoked. It's me, Ian, the only host of this show. I've got a lot to get off my chest. Donald Trump is our president, and you better get used to it.
Not my president!
Because he's going to be our president for another 4 years, and then forever and ever after that. Yes, and Melania is a queen, and so fuck you, libtards.
No.
This is MAGA country.
All right, I have my microphone back, folks.
Shit.
Don't worry.
What if I started a second podcast
hosted
by myself?
Would
you be upset by that?
No, not at all.
What if it took off?
Yeah, I'd be annoyed. If it did well, I'd be really pissed.
Right.
But if you were just doing it and it stunk, I'd be like, no, I'm happy for you.
No, I put a lot of effort into it. I put sound effects in.
We put sound effects into this.
And I never invited.
Guests!
Yeah, I never
considered that.
I never have you on.
I would still scream in the background like I did just now.
No.
I have keys to this
place. Go to a WeWork or something.
No, you would not.
Yeah, I would.
You wouldn't.
I would rent out a studio. It would be luxurious.
Ian, hon, you
would
not do that.
I'd have little bottles of water.
No.
Yeah, and you're not invited.
Fine, fuck
you. I'm sorry.
Fuck you and your podcast.
I'm sorry. My producer says that you can't be on.
Fine. I'll start my own podcast.
No.
Yeah? Yes?
How would you even do that? I have everything.
I could go to Zach's.
Studio. What's your podcast about?
It's called Guys, I Fucked.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. And I just talk about you because I lost my virginity to you.
Oh. Well, I gotta go. We were just watching Gangs in New York.
Yeah, we were.
Do you think maybe that's the worst Scorsese film? And I don't necessarily hate it.
No, it's not bad, but it's bad sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not consistently good, which is weird coming from him because he seems so meticulous and detail-oriented, and there's some large oversight.
Oh, no, the worst Scorsese movie is the fucking Insane Asylum one.
I love that movie.
That movie's shit.
Shutter Island?
Ass.
I liked it.
Well,
it's more. I think it's better than Gangs in New York.
No, wrong. Anyway, so we were watching Gangs in New York, and there's a scene where a guy has to be like,
"Go back to Africa."
I can't do it.
Like screams.
Yeah.
Go back.
And then
to
he
Africa.
Says the N word.
Yeah, it grabs a black person, screams, "Go back to Africa," and yells the N word. And we were just thinking, what was that audition process like?
Yeah.
Next.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey. I'm represented by Hillard, and I'm so happy to be here. Thank you. I'm going to do it three different ways, okay? And you guys stop me whenever. Thank you so much. I'm so excited for this.
Go back to Africa!
She's like, try it again, but this time, like, horny.
Oh boy, we have fun.
That guy was the best guy. That guy was the most convincing racist.
Is that good to be that? Does that mean you're a good actor or you're a natural, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. He does have like extreme blue collar Irish face, so
yeah,
take that as you will.
Do you know who is that actor?
I don't know, but I think he's also in The Departed.
Okay.
I think he's a Scorsese fave.
Now I'm thinking like Scorsese is good, but all of his movies are kind of good bad, except for maybe Goodfellas, which
what?
Is like Departed. You watch Departed sometimes, and you're like, this is fucking corny.
Yeah, when the rat comes by at the end, it's
well,
like,
I'm not even thinking of that. I'm just thinking there's just parts with the dialogue and the you know everybody yelling and
any movie he has with what's
Leo.
His name? Leonardo DiCaprio. That's the fucking outlier here.
The common denominator?
Yeah, he ruins... No, he's the only one. Everything else is fine.
Right.
Yeah, he's ruining every movie he's
ever
been
like
in.
Shutter Island, the worst one.
Fine.
He's in that.
I like
Did
that
you
movie.
Guess the ending of that fucking movie, when the title card came up, you're like, well, he's crazy and none of this is real.
No.
How did you not? I mean, he's in an insane asylum.
We've talked about this before. You do this thing where you have your fucking wheels turning as just like you said, as soon as the opening credits roll in a movie.
I played too much Carmen Sandiego when I was little.
And you figure it out immediately and then you ruin it for everybody on the couch.
That's not true. I don't spoil movies for you.
And then you're like,
you.
Isn't it obvious? And I'm like, no. And then at the end, when a movie concludes, I'm like, okay, yes, in retrospect, it is very obvious. But I wasn't trying to fucking get three moves ahead of everybody. You ruin
well,
a movie
just make
that
your
way.
Movies better. That's all I got to say. Fine. I shouldn't be able to guess the ending. Throw in a red herring somewhere.
Also,
throw me off the trail.
Sometimes with those insane asylum movies where you have to figure out if the person's crazy or if they're not, it's usually 50-50, don't you think? Remember we saw Unsane?
We couldn't finish Unsane. Shot on an iPhone. That was a good idea. Who directed that?
Somebody big.
I remember being like, oh, this is something. This is supposed to be something.
What, the dildo who made
Unsane.
West Wing?
It all takes place in an insane asylum.
You're like, when you pause it, you're like, this is insanity.
Why call it that? Fuck you.
The whole point of the movie is this real or is it not? And you're like, you tell me. I
was like, I don't care.
We didn't.
No, a movie's good. What? Is Parasite.
Yes.
Yes.
We just saw a movie, a great movie that we really liked.
Yeah.
So we're not just complainers. We're not here to shit on everybody's parade.
Right.
Is that a phrase?
Don't shit on
Mr.
my parade.
Mr. Weinstein, don't shit on my parade. Does she say Weinstein?
I don't think so.
You know
also,
what I'm
isn't
saying?
That a...
Barbara Streisand?
Barbara Streisand. I'm thinking of Sinatra.
No, that was my Barbara Streisand.
But didn't Sinatra sing that first?
Don't shit on my parade?
Yeah.
I think so?
Fuck Barbara Streisand,
so
by the way. Barbara Streisand, kill yourself.
Really? Yeah, Ian's got a strong hatred for Barbara.
You love Barbara Streisand.
No, I don't love Barbara
Streisand.
She's a
snooty idiot.
I was just surprised by how much you hated her.
She sucks. Name a thing she's done that's good.
I'm pretty ambivalent. The Don't Shit on My Parade movie.
That's a movie?
Yeah, Funny Girl.
Oh.
Is that
funny looking?
Well, that's the whole point. You know, she said she never got Me Too'd probably because she's ugly. She said
from the
herself.
Mouse of Babes. She's saying. I thought you were saying.
No. Oh my God, no. Just to clarify, everyone. No, she said.
Just to clarify, I think she didn't get Me Too'd because she's hard to be around.
She said she was never Me Too'd. She's like, no, I had a fine time in the industry. It's probably because I'm ugly. Or no, I think she might have said specifically, it's probably because I have a big nose.
Sure.
I don't know.
But like back then, that was fine.
She was cute, I think.
People weren't hot back, like.
Sure they were.
No.
They were hot.
Hotness was invented in the 90s.
By Megan Fox.
Yeah. No. Megan Fox didn't come around until the 2000s.
She was born in the 90s.
Yeah, but she didn't get her face rebuilt until the 2000s. She was a plain Jane in the 90s.
No, she wasn't. She
was
hot. Oh,
Google it.
I have. You think I haven't Googled Megan Fox 1,000 times?
Do it again.
She was hot when she was younger.
She was, yeah. But I mean, she's one of these like rebuild their face type of women.
Yeah,
she's like a K-pop star.
Flew too close to the sun there and melted it all off.
Yeah, and waxed cheekbones.
Who invented hotness in the 90s?
Natalie Imbruglia.
Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
What was that TV show she had?
Baywatch.
Barbed wire.
Stripperella.
Stripperella. Hell yeah. And now she's like a brilliant, like, fucking DSA
person. She's an
activist. Yeah, going on The View and shutting down those fucking twats.
What's happening?
Have you seen Whoopi Goldberg lately? She, like, dipped her dreads in, like, white paint or something. She looks insane. She looks like one of the albinos from the third Matrix movie. Or second one? I can't remember.
Oh, really? One of the Wachowski sisters?
Is that them?
I don't know. I thought it was.
No. I think it's real albinos. Are they albinos?
I don't know. I actually have not seen seen The Matrix since it came out.
We need, do you know when Joe Rogan has that like assistant guy, Jamie? It's like, Jamie, pull that up. We need one of those.
Jamie.
Jamie.
Fuck.
What's that?
Jamie, pull it. Jamie's busy right now, but
yeah.
He'll do it later.
He'll do it later.
We are all, what if this is what a film critic show was actually like? We're trying to talk about Parasite and then we just end up talking about how ugly Barbra Streisand is.
Yeah.
Parasite was good though. If you guys want to see a good movie
and you don't mind reading,
oh yeah, it does have subtitles. That really was,
we've only been doing Asian stuff all week.
Not, yeah, that's true. We saw Parasite and we were like, this rules. So we got really into Asian culture, like in general. Real vast. I know it's
yeah.
I know there are specific countries,
the whole continent,
but it really was just a big sweep. We watched Queer Eye in Japan,
Japanese culture,
which ruled. It should only be in Japan, in my opinion.
Yeah,
those people,
you go over to Japan, you can be like, hey, did you know you can hug people?
Yeah,
and
like,
they're like, what?
And they
but
just
in
start,
Japanese.
And they just start sobbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
And then we watch One Punch Man.
One Punch Man. I'll tell you what, I didn't want to watch it, but then I did, and it's pretty good.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
I didn't think you liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like the humor. I feel you have to like get past, it's stupid.
Sure.
I think it's really interesting. I just get really excited for him to one punch the person.
That's all it is.
I'm just getting through all the other stuff where I'm like, punch him. Yeah.
And then they explode into bits. And then we went and ate a bunch of Japanese food.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was definitely Chinese.
Oh, Chinese food, yeah. Sorry.
That was good. We had a 15-course Chinese dinner.
Yeah.
And
then we somehow shat 16 courses. Yep, we shared the toilet.
Did we do that? Or did you?
I've never met
somebody in my life who poops as quickly as you do.
That's because,
like, you're not even done swallowing your
last
bite.
Because I put a lot of spices on stuff.
Okay.
I put a lot of hot sauce. Because our friend Julio, who owns Cantina Royale in Brooklyn, gave me this hot sauce that you're only supposed to put a toothpick in it, he said, and then put one drop into your food.
You put
like
it
if
by
you have like a big thing of like noodles or something, you can like stir it up.
Toothpick drop?
That's what he says.
That's enough. It's concentrated enough.
Yeah.
You do it by the spoonful.
Yeah.
I've watched you.
And that's why I have to.
And then he has one bite and he runs to the bathroom.
Well, you were in the shower
without,
the other day.
Oh my God.
And I forgot what I was eating. Oh, Mexican food. And I kind of just drizzled it on top of it.
Oh, my God.
And I had to shit immediately.
I was in the shower and he opens the door and goes, hey, are you almost done in there?
And
you
were being
like,
surly. Don't lie. Don't lie.
Because you have diarrhea all the time.
But I was being very sweet. I didn't have diarrhea. I just had, it was just an emergency.
And so I was like, I'm almost done, but I'm going
to
be a couple minutes. And then it was... And then it was silent.
If you're having an emergency, I would run to wherever
you
are barefoot on glass that was on fire.
It's unnecessary.
And I would hold you and I would lift you up.
If it's a,
and I would lean
if it's
in.
A poop emergency?
Whatever it is.
Okay. And you would lean
I would
in.
Be there for you.
Lean in. And then I was like, okay. And I thought that was settled. And then I realized that you had just been standing in the doorway.
No, so I couldn't stand. I could kind of lean. My butthole was pulsating. It had a heartbeat. It was ready to go.
30 seconds later, he just goes, so I'm going to need to get in there right now. I was like, fine.
I said, what did I say?
I don't remember.
I said, hey, Catherine, I love you very much, but you need
to
get out of there. Yes, I swear to God I said that. I was like, I have to go. Because I knew you were going to be all fucking...
Because
you know.
He couldn't wait 2 minutes.
I really could not have. I told you I was weighing my options. I was like, all right, there's a trash can under the sink.
Oh, my God, Ian.
Catherine.
Here, okay. Listeners, I wish you were all in this room with me right now, and we're really just having a conversation. Listeners at home, tell me, what is worse? We've been dating for multiple years. What is worse? Just taking a shit while I'm in the shower, it's loud water, It's no big deal.
You're
or shitting in the garbage can.
You know,
in the
I can't
kitchen.
Believe I have to say this to a woman, but I know my own body. Okay? And it wouldn't have been a normal you're thinking like I'm a small rabbit or something, which is little compact turds.
I don't think that'll
be the end of it.
I
was having a medical emergency, okay. And I can't see why you don't recognize that.
You were gonna shit, but either way, the kitchen garbage can, that's a better option.
I could get out
than the
before
toilet?
You even. I could take it outside before you even got out of the shower.
I thought you meant you would shit in the kitchen. And then be so humiliated that you just leave and I never see you again.
No, I would not do that.
Okay.
I just, you know, it's not humiliating. It's just like keep a little bit of, you know, romance going.
You always say this. And what do I say? Then why do you fart so much in front of me? Like.
Okay. Listeners at home. Are farts an explosive, angry... hateful diarrhea the same thing? Are cute little toots? I mean,
no,
fucking
cute,
some,
no,
some
that
people
is not fair.
Some people write love letters about farts. Some people enjoy that kind of thing. Although some people enjoy shit too.
That's true. Right. Yeah, German folks don't weigh in,
yeah,
okay?
Don't at me.
We already know what you're up to. But your farts are aggressive. You do that lean to one side thing and it's always in my direction. And it's hard and
no,
loud. It's like a car backfiring.
No.
Yes.
I don't lean in
yes,
your direction.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Okay, it's the same thing then. Next time I have to diarrhea, I'll do it on the couch next to you. And see if you have the same reaction. Just be like, oh, this is the same as the farts that happened. this is comparable.
This is such an unfair
I know.
Reaction.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, if you... If you think that it's so gross for me to hear you poop, why do you fart at me?
It's all senses, okay? It's like it would have hit all senses all at once.
Taste.
Yeah. You would have been standing in a cloud. While you're taking a shower, too, you're like,
yeah.
You would be clean and unclean at the same time.
Yeah.
And it would be burnt. You know I'm right.
I'm okay, but I still don't see the even weighing the option with the garbage can in the sink, how that's better. If you're really having an emergency.
Listen, I was sweating. I was hallucinating. I wasn't in my right mind,
yeah.
Okay? It was a whole thing.
And why?
Because I like flavor.
Because you are told that you can only have a little bit of something and you're like,
can't nobody
I'm a
tell me nothing.
Big strong man, can't nobody tell me nothing.
Yeah.
And then you pour you take
Lil
a turkey baster of
right.
radioactive hot sauce and yeah. put it. And then I have to deal with
it's
it.
It's my body, my choice.
Okay, that's true. Your body, your bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Fine.
How did we get from okay, I remember.
No need to track it. What's going on with you? How are you doing?
Very, very bad. Very bad.
Because of work?
Yeah, just there's a lot going on. I'm just working a lot. Very tired. Very, I'm taking some time off at the end of the month. So I'm almost there. I'm in the home stretch. But right now I feel like every second of my day is allotted.
Right.
For stuff that I don't necessarily want to just, I don't know, just stress. It's just regular stress like everybody else. It's
yeah,
just,
I hear you.
And I'm getting sick, so that's all. That's not entertaining. It's no diarrhea story,
but
it's my but story. It's my truth.
You're gonna take some time off.
Yeah, we should go on
relax.
Vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to go on vacation, but I'm running out of fucking money.
Yeah, I know.
Because I have been taking tons of time off. Yeah. I'm having the opposite problem where I'm just like,
you don't know what to do with
yourself. Aimless, yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody puts me on any fucking comedy shows, so I'm just like marching
just
around.
Tapping on the windows, the glass
yeah.
windows of comedy shows.
Yeah.
Please, sir. Please put me on your comedy show.
Can
please?
I have a spot?
I want to tell my testicle jokes.
I don't have any testicle jokes. I do real highbrow stuff. I'm
oh,
like,
yeah?
Yeah, I do like politics stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like politics.
I'm like, I do Donald Trump jokes.
Donald Trump, now,
aren't there only like
an interesting topic. Yeah. Yay or nay?
Oh, I like his moxie.
He felt up a man.
That was great. That was funny. I fucking love Donald Trump. He's so funny. He's so funny.
That was funny. I don't think, see, you were saying he's funny, like, funny as in he tries and nails it.
Dude,
but
watch,
I think,
some of his rallies are laugh out loud,
yeah,
funny.
But I don't think he means to be.
No, what? That's not true. He definitely means to be funny.
Yeah.
He absolutely does.
Okay.
He gives everybody little nicknames and like fucking, yeah, you know, sleepy Joe Biden. You know, just sit like,
yeah,
that. He's
but,
not very,
okay,
bright. Not very bright.
He does.
Some people are saying that he's not very bright.
He tries. I don't know how to explain this. He's not funny the way like a smart comedian is funny. Even though he's trying and he is funny, he's still so dumb. Like, he's just like a,
yeah, nobody's arguing that, but he there's things he knows that everybody else doesn't know. Everybody else in the political realm doesn't realize how to like go on the offensive, and anytime anybody comes at you, just go six times harder at them and just blow them out of the water. You just can't, you can't come at him. He just, he's too quick for you.
Guys, I said
with
before
an insult,
this was not MAGA country.
Oh,
but
it's a,
I guess it is now. This is a MAGA. This is 100% MAGA podcast. Lock her up. Do it all.
I do think Bernie has a, Bernie's not particularly funny. He can be.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has that, he has a little bit of that Teflon shit to him too.
Yeah.
Because he never goes off message, and he never kind of acknowledges personal attacks.
Yeah, he doesn't get distracted by, yeah, bullshit, I think.
I listened to The Daily recently, and they were talking about like who can beat Trump, and absolutely Bernie could. I mean, Bernie's the,
yeah, I think so. You know who's really embarrassing to me? Cory Booker.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to him?
He's too earnest.
But he's not at all. He's the phoniest.
But
he's
like
sounds one of those people like who smiles really big and doesn't blink when they're talking to you and will like repeat your name.
Yeah,
after.
That's what it is.
Fucking freaky. I don't understand. He's such a dork.
You're right. Yeah.
I hate it.
There's those people that you're talking to and everybody else around you is like, oh, that person's so nice, and you're like, no, there's something up.
Yeah, you can,
there's something
see
creepy
it
behind their eyes,
behind his eyes. Yeah, he's like,
anybody who's like a automatic ally, you know what I mean, like that type of thing.
I
just like,
yeah, I don't trust his intentions at all. Also, imagine, this is very sad to me, and it makes me think, like, do women just like, I don't know, get older and then give in and just resolve to, I don't know. Imagine going from dating Eric Andre to dating Cory Booker.
Wait, who's, oh,
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
She was just dating Eric Andre.
Well, that's a weird thing to say.
What?
Eric Andre's not like a stud. You're just saying it's just a weird shift in character.
He's just so punk rock and interesting,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
fucking wild. And and like, he's honestly the absolute opposite of Cory Booker.
Right.
They are like the same person on totally different spectrum.
Well, I mean, that's probably, you know, the reason she's probably dating Cory Booker is because she's sick of like Andre or Eric Andre taking her to the Olive Garden and pull his dick
lighting
out or something.
His turds on, yeah, fire. Yeah.
He's like, I just need a nice,
yeah,
middle of the road.
Oh,
phony.
Man. Yeah, I guess you're right. You're like, yeah, he's a fucking mannequin, but he smiles and he's calm and he,
yeah,
I don't know.
Dude, Eric Andre rules so hard.
Yeah, I can't imagine what he must be like as a boyfriend. Probably, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's totally normal off camera.
I think his instinct when he feels uncomfortable is to just, you know, fling himself into a bunch of dishes or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, doesn't that seem like every time you watch when he's on a late night show or something and things get a little bit uncomfortable, that's when he ratchets up the craziness.
I've never, now that you mention it, I know that I have, but I can't recall seeing him on a show besides his own where he's not the one in control.
He was a he's been a stand-up comic for a long time. Yeah. He's got like late night sets from
really
a long time ago. Yeah,
are they like traditional stand-up?
This is gonna sound I don't mean this to sound shitty, but it's like when we saw him live, he's not writing new shit.
Oh,
it was
it was
mostly the same stuff.
That's fair. I mean,
I just think that, you know, now that he has his show, or I don't know if it's still on the air or not, he's not necessarily generating new material.
Yeah. That's interesting.
He's got an album on Spotify, too, I think.
Wild. Anyway, going from that to Cory Booker, it's sad to me, but that's a good point that it might just be like a nice, quiet, like...
She's like what? She's like in her 30s or something.
Yeah, I think she might be close to 40.
Yeah, she must. She's probably like, I got to grow up.
Yeah.
I can't be hanging out with these guys who are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ugh. Anyway. So Donald Trump's hilarious. And he. The Nationals went to the White House after they won the World Series. And Kurt Suzuki went up to the podium and stretched his arms out. And Donald Trump comes up behind him and like grabs his where his. Boobs would be and like gropes him.
It's wonderful.
It looks like they're doing like a Titanic parody. It's it did make me go, it is frustrating when you want to be like, he's a fucking monster, can you even believe what's happening to this country, and then you see something like that and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, how do we swing back and forth from like scared to just like pure silliness all the time?
I don't know. This is like the first time in my life I've been even slightly political. I'm still very uninformed.
Me too.
But from what I understand, there's been a lot of presidents who have done a lot of the same shit he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not as intense, maybe not as horrific,
mm-hmm.
but you know, drone strikes or, you know, going to war with countries just for oil or whatever. So at least he's doing it with style, I guess.
Yeah.
At least it's on Front Street and it's goofy and you can laugh at it.
I know all that, like, deep down. We've always talked about, you know, like, so-and-so is a war criminal and isn't this despicable? We've always known that. He's just the first president in my lifetime that has made it that obvious how incompetent they are.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a child driving
well,
the car.
Well, he's stress inducing. That's what gets me.
Yeah, that's I guess that's what I mean.
He makes you anxious. He mm-hmm. makes the whole country anxious.
Yeah. Like watching a kid play pinata or something.
Yeah.
Like, no, not over there.
With a fucking butcher knife.
Exactly. But also, it is... kind of funny. Okay, two other funny things that he has done. First, he invited a bunch of trick-or-treaters to the White House, and they played a game called Build the Wall, and they each got a personalized brick with their name on it, and they built a wall. And I don't know why that's so funny. It's so absurd. And people
because
were like,
it's a fuck you.
And just seeing the tweets from people going sickening, just sickening. I am horrified.
That's why he does this
and
shit.
It's just like when you understand like troll mentality, you're just like, wow, that is
a lesson this country refuses to learn. If you wag your finger at somebody, if you position yourself above another person, they're not going to respond by being like, you're right. No, they're going to double down and say, double fuck you.
Let's make children build the wall.
Yeah.
So funny. A second thing he did that genuinely makes me laugh, but it is that exact thing you said. Like,
Trump.
He, that stress-inducing terror that you were talking about, he will just drop classified information. Every time we kill a high-level terrorist, he will like mention a name of one of the members of like SEAL Team 6 or the dog who was part of the operation to kill al-Baghdadi recently. He mentioned his name, the name of the dog that was classified, and they're like, well, okay, that
when
is
did he do that?
Now declassified. It was a week or so ago,
because when it happened they asked him and he was like, we're not releasing.
Tweeted it or something, but he said his name was Conan, and they were immediately like, well, okay,
now why does that matter?
That's declutter. For some reason, because you can tie that
dog to its owner or something.
I don't know, but the dog was apparently like just as much a member of the team. He gets the same kind of security. I don't really know why, but it's just really funny that he will just drop classified information.
Yeah, I saw that on the news. Somebody was like, can he say that? That seems classified. And somebody else was like, legally, if the president says classified stuff, it becomes unclassified at that moment.
Presidential infallibility. It's just like papal infallibility. If the Pope cannot sin, which is hilarious.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's called papal or papal, whatever, infallibility. The Pope can't sin. So if the Pope like stabbed a man in the chest tomorrow, that would be, he was given magical infallibility by God.
And would
so
he,
it's like that's
would he also
somehow not a sin?
Would he also not go to jail if he does it within the walls of the Vatican, because the Vatican is like a sovereign nation or
I would
something?
Assume so. If the Vatican, I mean, if Catholic laws are Vatican laws,
what
I don't really
fuck?
Know how it works, but yeah.
That's like the Purge or something.
Yeah, I know. He can run around in fox masks.
We have to write this horror film.
The Purge Vatican City?
No, just like a pope, what are they called? Cardinals?
Yeah.
Cardinals works his entire life to become the Pope. Once he becomes the Pope, you realize he did it all so that he could become a mass murderer.
I like that. I'm waiting for somebody to chime in and listen to this and be like, that's not how that fucking works. Maybe I'm wrong, but I know.
No, that's how it works.
Papal infallibility exists.
Papal.
Papal. Pap. Can I say papal?
I'll allow it.
Is it papal?
I thought it was papal. Don't.
Siri,
don't.
Is it papal or papal?
No, Siri's not going to know.
She wrote, "Don't Siri, is it purple or purple?"
Well, what did that, Siri?
Okay, I'm sorry if I'm an idiot. I've never I went to Catholic school, but I don't think I've heard that word out loud. I've read it a lot, but I don't know. Anyway, I do know that that exists, and back in the day, how do you not know this whole system is bullshit if that exists? So it's like, No. So like, you guys are bad if you sin and you have to tell us and like feel bad about it. But I can do it. I can do whatever I want, and it's actually okay because God
Crazy.
Said so. Because God said so.
I'm so surrounded by like fucking atheists and lapsed, you know.
Yeah.
Christians or whatever. That every time religion is reintroduced into my life, when I read about it or it comes across my desk.
Yeah.
I'm always rebaffled by everything.
I've never met a Catholic who made it all the way. That can't be true. No. Not never met, but like
because they're still like at church.
No one I've
where you don't
grown
go.
Up with. Like adults older people, but I don't know, none of my peers were born Catholic and stuck with it.
Because Catholicism like demands so much of you.
It really does.
It gets to a point where you just don't have the time, right?
I don't know. There's just a lot of holes in things, and if you think about it too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember when I was young, I was afraid that God would know that I didn't believe in God, which is
I had that thought when I was young.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I also remember going to the bathroom in elementary school and going like, is God watching me pee right now? Because I don't need that. I don't want that to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no, the janitor is.
No, I'm not.
No, just me. Carry on. Anyway,
we're Satanists.
Oh, yeah. Now we're Satanists. Devout Satanists.
Yes. I've told a few people that, and like they're like, oh, cool.
Yeah, well, you know, that is the thing. We're talking about how people don't stick with Catholicism all the way, but I think people are a little bit more religious than we realize. Like,
yeah.
It's hard to shake 100%. Like, what do you mean you're...
I was showing some comedians my membership card.
Yeah.
And they were like passing it around, and one guy who was like a very funny, smart,
yeah,
put together dude was just like, oh, no, I don't need to see it. I don't need to touch
it. He didn't want
to
touch it.
He goes, I get it. Ah. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I kind of get, I mean, obviously I signed up and I joined, but I get the, like, there's a scary stigma with devil stuff, especially if you're Catholic. It's like, that's the scariest shit in the world. That was what I should have talked about this last week if I had a brain last week, if I was a functioning human being. But devil, anything that had to do with the devil terrified me growing up. Any like demonic possession stories.
Because it's monsters that at the time you believed were real.
Yeah, you have to, because if you believe in God, you have to believe in the devil, and then you're like, oh, fuck, like... You watch The Exorcist, or remember The Exorcism of Emily Rose came out when I was in the high school or something, or I don't remember, but that freaked me the fuck out. She's just like a cute girl going to college or something. She like goes away for college and then the devil follows her. I don't know.
I didn't see it.
It was scary.
Yeah.
And I was scared I would get possessed and throw up green or something.
That was your biggest fear, is that you would throw up?
Yeah, I just didn't want to throw up. I hate puking.
Yeah. What do you hate more, diarrhea or puking?
I really don't mind puking, actually. I was kidding.
Oh.
I've thrown up a lot in my life, and that's not a...
Sure.
That's not an eating disorder thing. I've just...
Just a run-of-the-mill alcoholic.
Yeah. Like when I...
Don't worry.
It's just alcoholism, not bulimia. I've thrown up so much to the point where it doesn't really feel like anything if I do.
This is alarming.
Really?
No, I don't, like, I mean, you know, I did back in the day.
You know when you're younger and you, like, throwing up is... horrific. It's
because it's like this involuntary thing where
it's
your eyeballs pop out and you're like making noises you didn't know you could make.
And your stomach like really clenches and oh man.
Now it's cool.
Now once you get used to it, you just kind of, you got to surrender and you're like, I'm just emptying out my stomach.
Well, it feels great sometimes.
Yeah, if you're really sick. Yeah.
Feels like I just, you know, you just purge everything out of you.
Oh God.
What?
Don't make yourself throw
let's
up, guys.
Throw up. Let's, okay, do, let's throw
let's
up
bad.
More.
Let's throw up.
Yeah, let's eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's and then puke.
Oh, God. See, yeah, that's... No, I'm not condoning that, folks.
That's why your tooth fell out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is true. You know what I wanted to talk about?
No.
Something exciting.
What?
I didn't do the research on this. I only read a headline. But did you hear this? That... Donald Trump Jr. said his dad can't be racist because he used to let me and my brother hang out with Michael Jackson all the time when we were little.
Well, I need more information. Like, how old is Don Jr.? Because we don't know whether or not Michael Jackson was a white person or a black person at the time.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
I'm more concerned about the fact that those two were hanging out with Michael Jackson as children. I'm just like, he's thrown us so far off course from the racism talk where we're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You did
yeah,
what?
Yeah, let's talk about that some more. But if we know anything about Michael Jackson, it's that he doesn't molest or didn't molest famous children.
He didn't molest famous children, and also he had pretty good taste.
Yeah, like he only molested hot kids.
Yeah, he had, they were very good looking
Yeah,
kids
the Trumps are, you know.
They are bad.
Legally. Retarded.
Aw, oh, come on.
What? This is law speak.
Okay, fine. Legally. If you say legally in front of it, it's okay. But, I guess, I can't, I mean, all right, I thought we would talk about how they got molested, but they probably didn't.
No, I don't think they did get molested, but that is just an alarming thing to drop, you know, to just tell somebody, just be like, oh, yeah, I used to hang out with Michael Jackson. It's like, well, you, that just raises more questions.
I know, exactly.
I watched Donald
Trump. Like, why did you think that was that was okay?
Yeah. I watched Donald Trump on Jim and Sam, Donald Trump Jr. on Jim and Sam.
Wait, that one's Jr.? That's not Eric?
I thought that was
brown
Junior.
Hair
oh,
hair?
I don't know.
I think the uglier one is Don Jr. The okay. one with like the real bad face.
Oh, yeah.
The just
yeah, you're right. Then this was Eric
sloth
Trump.
Sloth from the Goonies. Okay. Yeah, Eric Trump is the quote hot smart one.
Yeah. Well, he just grew a beard to cover his face, yeah. and now he's hot as hell.
Yeah, that's true.
But he kept talking about how he can't be racist or, you know, I guess biased towards liberal people because he grew up in New York and he hung out with a diverse group of people.
It's impossible. Isn't it funny
it's
how
like you're
people...
You're a fucking billionaire.
How people qualify these things. I can't be racist or sexist or anything because... I've seen The Cosby Show, and I liked it, so I can't be racist. I can't be sexist because my chemistry teacher in high school was a woman.
Yeah.
Okay? I can't...
Yeah, yeah. My cousin, once removed, is gay.
So...
And it's like, so? You could... I don't know the fucking relationship you have with these people.
Exactly.
You could hate all of them.
Yeah, even if it's your wife who's your gay.
Yeah, you know, but when people say stuff like that, it's like... So you've lived in the world. You've lived a life. You've interacted with other types of people.
Yeah.
And still you're about to say the thing you're about to say.
Yeah.
Do you want to wrap it up?
Well, you clearly do.
I do.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Follow us online. SuicidePact.pod on Instagram.
I have a kind of a plug, a sincere plug. This weekend, we're putting on a benefit show in Philadelphia. Ian's on it. We got me, Ian, Remy Faulding, Sam Evans, Brendan Eyre. It's going to be a really good show. If you are in the Philadelphia area, it's going to be at the Asian Arts Initiative at 7. Well, the event starts at 7. Comedy's at 8. Open bar, free food. Well, not free. Open bar and food with your ticket. And comedy show, and come hang out with me. And if not, if you can't make it, please donate. There's a link in my Instagram bio at @KatZD.
It's a benefit for scleroderma.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that part. Yeah, it's for scleroderma research, which is important to me. So there.
You're already confrontational. All right.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Good night.